Hey guys, welcome back to the 25th episode of Immortal Brawl. Today I'm going to be ranking all of the Ragnarok skins. So before I get into that, like always, some brawl news. So since last episode I haven't actually been inside Brawl Stars, like I haven't done really anything. But the reason why I made this episode is because 4BB has come out, and all of the Buzz skins have come out, and some other skins that are just the miscellaneous ones have also come out. But I don't think I'm gonna really rank them. It's just I thought these are really cool skins and all of them are great. Well, except for the last two skins, they're kind of bad. But otherwise, all of them are really cool, and I think that if you have like enough gems or enough bling, then definitely try to pick any of these up. So I did get Loki Chester out of a ranked star drop, which I am really happy about. It's I did get actually a profile icon, which is actually, when I got it, I didn't like it, but afterwards I thought it was pretty cool. And Loki Chester, just so you know, I think it's better than Dynasty Mike. That's just my opinion. I think it looks super cool. But what's up with all the rocks in the Brawl Stars new ranked skins? Because like the Dynasty Mike was throwing like these diamond rocks, and now Loki Chester's throwing like massive rocks. It's kind of funny. But yeah. So let's get right into the episode. Okay, so there are 9 skins in the Ragnarok bunch. So how I'm going to do this is, first of all, I'm going to say their place, like 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, or whatever. And then I'm going to tell you their price. And then I'm going to say what I rate them out of 10. So, okay, now let's get right into it. So, coming in number 9 is Sith Melody. So, this skin, it's really just a color variation, and it doesn't have any pins, sprays, profile icons, or anything like that. So, I just don't think it's that good. But, I mean, if you like Melody, yeah, I think the original Melody kind of looks better. But, yeah, so it's a 29 gem skin, like it. Of course, and I rated it 5 out of 10. It's okay. And then coming in number 8 is Viking Bull. So this skin is 79 gems, and actually it isn't really in the Ragnarok bunch. Well, like he kind of is, but like in the catalog he is in the Ragnarok skins, but when I was checking on the internet, like, all of the Ragnarok skins, he didn't pop up. It's just I remembered him. And I think it's a pretty good skin. He, like, the top two last ones are probably the least value you can get, because they don't have any pins. The Bull skin does have a pin, but it's not animated, so that's kind of sad. They don't really have any animations, both of them, so, yeah. The Viking Bull skin is a 6 out of 10. Okay, so the 7th skin in this whole batch is going to be Elder Fenrir Buzz. He is a Brawl Pass Plus skin, and he is 149 gems. So this skin, this is like from here, all of the skins become really good. Like, if you want to get them, then get them. So this skin, it comes with a pin from the Brawl Pass, and I think it's actually really cool. Why I put this lower than all the other Buzz skins is because, I'm sorry, I think the red does fit him, but not as much as the purplishy black or bluishy black. I just think this one is good, but not as good as the rest of them. So I give this a 7.9 out of 10. Okay, so the next skin is Loki Chester. So this is a ranked skin, and he's 149 gems. So from here all of the skins have a spread, well, not at least a profile icon or a pin. And Loki Trista has a pin. It sadly doesn't have any animations, but he does have a really cool profile icon, which is like a rock. And he's got great animations, like all of the super animations. So first of all, he's got, I think there's 5 different supers. But yeah, when he throws his like super on the ground, the massive round thing, it looks like it's all of these ancient symbols. His main attack is rocks. His bomb is like a massive kind of rock thingy. It's hard for me to explain it, but I think it's a really good skin, and 8.5 out of 10. So the next skin is actually, I think it's this, like, as good as this skin. It's just that it might be a little bit more worth it because it is it costs more. So this skin is Scardi Jesse. So maybe all of you think it's like the top 2, top 3, top 4 skin, but I think it needs to be number 5 because the attack animations, they are interesting, but they don't look so different from her main attack. That's just what I think. But her little wolf is super cool. It's like a white wolf. And this skin comes with a spray, which is really cool, a pin, and a profile icon. And I think it's killing animations too. And death animation. Oh no, it doesn't have death animations. But I don't know. I think it's a really good skin. Definitely, if you like Jesse and if you have 199 gems, then go for it. But otherwise, if you're not like a Jesse main, or if you don't just really like playing Jesse, then don't really get it. Like, I don't know. I don't really like Jesse, so it's okay. But not as good as the next top 4 skins. Okay, so coming in number 4 is Fenrir Buzz. So this is a Brawl Pass skin. This isn't the Brawl Pass Plus. You can just really get it like on its own if you get the normal Brawl Pass for $6.99 or $7.99 or something like that. And he is a 49 gem skin. Like if you could get him. But otherwise, I think it's a really good skin. I think the color variation of this one is really good. It has like a lot of it has really good attack animations. It's kind of like lightning-ishy, rock-ishy, stuff like that. It's hard for me to explain it again. But yeah, it comes with a pin, just the same as Elder Fenrir Buzz and Skooga Fenrir Buzz. But yeah. Okay, 9 out of 10. Pretty good skin, not bad, and yeah. So coming in number 3 is 4BB. So you all know this skin because it popped up in the shop like some time ago. And it is 299 gems. So yeah, that's a cheap skin, am I right? No. For the price, it's actually pretty good because remember in my last episode, in like some episodes ago, I did an episode about the reworking the top 10 worst brawlers. Well, I think that 4BB is basically the rework that I did for Frank. So I said Frank could have his massive axe and he could swing it just a little bit wider than BB. And basically that's what they did. They just put in a massive like hammer and some lightning animation and boom, the new Frank 2.0. Okay, bad joke. But yeah, so it's actually really cool. It has death animations. It has killing animations. Like, the killing animations are really cool because it looks like lightning struck the person. And then the death animations are, I don't really know what the death animations are, but I think it's really cool. Her profile icon is super cool. It's like her hammer that is surrounded by lightning. She has a really cool 9 pins. Like, she has 9 pins. That's because she's a legendary skin, but yeah. Oh, she also has a spray of her hammer. And yeah, so 4BB, she is a 299 gem skin, so a little bit pricey. I wouldn't recommend getting her if you like don't like playing BB all the time. So really, yeah. But otherwise, I think it's really good. 9.9 out of 10. So almost there. Now, the top two best skins are my favorite. Well, the first one is my favorite. And if you don't agree with me, get out. Okay, bad joke. Please leave. Please stay. So number two is Scugafania Buzz. So this is a Brawl Pass skin and it is 149 gems. But I think it's really cool. The color variation, it's better. I think it's better than all of the other ones because it's like a purplishy black. And his attack animations are even cooler than both of them. They are similar to the Fania Buzz, but I think it's even better. And I don't know. I just think if you are a Buzz main, then get this Brawl Pass or just wait for like a year and then you can get the skin, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure. So I rate this a 10 out of 10. And if this is a 10 out of 10, then what is the top first one? Well, we've all been waiting for him. He's the god of gods. He's the best god of lightning. He is Odin Cordelius. So this skin is 149 gems. And again, pretty pricey, but it is also a 5,000 bling. So Odin Cordelius, it is a really cool skin. He shoots like these lightning animations. When he shoots his super, then it comes like a massive lightning bolt. And I just think he looks cool. The beard, the hood, and especially for 149 gems, this should be like a mythic skin, and I would still get it. Maybe even a legendary skin. Like, you could make this a legendary skin. Just slap in some pins, sprays, profile icons, and death animations, killing animations, and all of that stuff, and easily a 299 gem skin. So I rate this 11 out of 10. I really love this skin. And if you don't like Cordelius, well, then still get this skin. If you like Cordelius, definitely get this skin. And like, if you think Cordelius is a great brawler, get this skin. If you think he's a terrible brawler, get this skin. So what I'm trying to say is, get this skin. Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know why. I just really love this skin. I think it's super cool. And Odin Cordelius, I'm definitely going to get it. Probably with bling. But, yeah. Okay, so I'm not going to be going over the Q&A of last episode because I only posted that yesterday and only 2 people have replied. But 14 people have listened to it already. I'm surprised some of, like, I usually have, like, the main 3-4 people that reply to my episodes and only 2 of them replied. So maybe you just aren't looking for my episodes anymore, or you thought I quit. But just so you know, I haven't quit yet. Yeah, maybe like 2 or 3 more years and then. But we'll see. We'll see. Okay, so this episode has actually given me the idea to continue the skin ideas. I never really stopped it. It's just I never really continued it either. Sorry. But yeah, let me know if you want me to continue the skin ideas series. The next one will be a mythic if you want it to be. And yeah, I think that's really it for this episode. I'll see you in the next one. This is Pulsar signing out. Yes, I remembered my catchphrase.